I suppose the government brought in legislation and rules there where short-term lets require planning permission because it's a change of use from a household or a domestic residence to a short-term let. I suppose my query is to find out how many applications have been put in, to find out the numbers of houses that have went through this process and are properly have the proper planning permission for it to be short-term lets or Airbnbs. I suppose the way I'm looking at it is, I suppose we have thousands of people in this country now living in emergency accommodation, living in hotels permanently, families and that living in hotel rooms, and we have visitors and tourists then living in houses under short-term lets. And I suppose, in my opinion, I think that that's wrong, that we should have visitors and tourists staying in hotels and we should have families living in houses. And I'm looking at, I suppose it should be discouraged, all these short-term lets. And I suppose the amount of houses, if you look up the Airbnb website that is available for short-term lets in County Leitrim, is very high, and with so many people looking to find houses, I think that it should be discouraged and try and make, I suppose, hotels more viable in that they have the tourists and visitors, and try and get the houses for people so that they're used all throughout the year, that there's people living in them that needs them.
Yeah, and how do you think this can be done then? Do you think the hotels are the way forward without kind of angering the people that own the short-term lets or the Airbnbs as they are?
Well, I suppose it should happen gradually and it shouldn't happen overnight, but I suppose if laws and rules are brought in there by the government, they either need to enforce them, or what's the point in bringing them in at all in the first place? Now, I don't expect it all to happen overnight, but I do feel that it should shift towards either, if people do want to have short-term lets, that it should be done properly the way the rules is, and if not, to try and get them fully used. I suppose I would hope that people would be able to make money from letting them to a family, that should be a better source of income than just having short-term lets. And I think that the houses, when they are so desperately needed, should be used for families who need to live in them, instead of having families and children being brought up living in hotels.
Is there a concern then, though, that people might think that this could discourage tourism, maybe in Leitrim and in the Northwest?
No, I don't think it will. I suppose there is a certain amount of houses there that wouldn't be available for permanent living. There's people maybe with holiday homes and things, and it'd be good to see those let when those people aren't using them themselves in short-term let. So I suppose there is a certain amount of houses there that would be useful for that purpose. But I think the amount of house that's available on short-term lets at the moment is too high, and I think that we need to get those shifted over towards families and people so that they can live in them full-time.